Jan Jan, why your joker so large? She said, sweet, you see.
Hi, everybody. My name is John Flansburgh. I am one of the guitarists in the alternative rock band They Might Be Giants from Brooklyn, New York. I want to welcome you to my Music Planet mixtape. I have lined up a number of selections here for you. For my first selection, I have to give full credit to Shazam, the iPhone app, for helping me sort of track down this song. I actually heard it coming out of a car in New York City, and I know very little about it except the actual song. The song is called Juke Juke by Serge Jablonski, and it's from the Panama 2 Latin Sounds Cumbia Tropical and Calypso Funk on the Isthmus, 1967 to 77. And this track blends so many ideas together. It's just very appealing to me. It has these kind of island horns and rhythms, what probably strike most people's ears listening to this broadcast. Essentially ska with kind of a dash of Mexican, very spirited stuff. And then folded into it is this 70s funk sensibility that's reminiscent of like a bunch of Staple Singer songs. That's the only thing I can kind of think of to compare it to. So here he is, Serge Jablonski, doing the song Juke Juke.
Bajan who started Jamaican adore it, Panamanian they love it, the Yankees them ball for joke. Yes, sweet joke joke.
All right, it's time for song number two on Music Planet Mixtape with your host, me, John Flansburgh, from the band They Might Be Giants. Here is a song that I discovered while traveling in Ireland a couple of years back. This song is probably very well known to a lot of people who've been to bars in Ireland. It's called The Old Triangle by Luke Kelly. And if you've heard this song too many times, I apologize. But when I first heard it, I was really struck by just the amazing amount of restraint that he brings to the vocal and just the completely bold nature of it. It's just a fascinating song, amazingly sung, and my wife does a fantastic imitation of Luke Kelly that I think is shockingly accurate, but that's for another broadcast. So here it is, The Old Triangle by Luke Kelly.
Gussie was peeping as I lay there weeping for my gal Sal. And the old triangle went jingle, jangle, all along the banks of the Royal Canal.
Hi, everybody. It's John Flansburgh from the band They Might Be Giants from Brooklyn, New York, back with my third and final selection for the Music Planet mixtape. First, I want to thank everybody at Music Planet for inviting us to be on this broadcast. It was really fun just figuring out what songs to pull for this, just listening to all the different tracks on my iPod and all various sound-making devices, just figuring out what would fit this show was an interesting challenge. And this final track is a song called Ghost Town that was originally recorded by The Specials and somehow discovered by the New Orleans brass band, the Hot Eight brass band. The Hot Eight just are kind of a great example of a contemporary New Orleans brass band doing really disparate covers in very interesting ways and kind of using that form for very musical purposes. So here they are, the Hot Eight brass band doing The Specials, Ghost Town.
Oh.
Hi, everybody. It's John Flansburgh from the band They Might Be Giants back with a bonus selection for the Music Planet mixtape because three songs are not enough. This next song is by a woman named Connie Converse. She currently resides in the outsider music category, but I think really, essentially, she's a Greenwich Village folk singer who really found very little success in her own career in her lifetime, and then was sort of rediscovered after she disappeared, and then was never heard from again.
See that bird sitting on my windowsill, well, he's saying whippoorwill all the night through. See that brook running by.
It is an interesting story and very exceptional. She was really on the same scene as Bob Dylan and Joan Baez and all the other folkies in Greenwich Village at that moment in the early 60s when things really blew up there. And she was doing original songs, and she was working as a journalist for a lefty publication. And she didn't really get anywhere professionally. She actually never recorded anything professionally. This recording was made in a friend's kitchen on like a Wallensack tape recorder. So it's not the highest fidelity, but it's an amazing performance of a very original song. She left the New York scene in the early 70s and returned home wherever she was from, and then notably disappeared. She left some notes for her friends and family, but she basically said, I'm going to just go somewhere else. So here's a song from Connie Converse. It's called Talking Like You, Two Tall Mountains, and it's from the one existing album from her, which is called How Sad, How Lovely.
In between two tall mountains there.